show them to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Samaches. We are starting Samach Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom with the brand new halacha, and in the Vilna Tzuras Hadaf, it's Memches Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Le'ili Neshmas Mar Shmirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're going to be talking about one person making a bracha and patering everyone else. We know that if a number of people need the same bracha, so one person can make the bracha and everyone can answer. Even if they don't answer, we know Shemea Ka'ine. Even if a person just heard it, it's like he said the bracha, and we apply this to many different brachas. Now when it comes to a number of people eating together, do we allow one person to make a bracha for everyone else? The general idea is that if they're being Kaveya Suda together, they're officially sitting and eating the Suda together, so one person would make the bracha for everyone. However, if there's no Kaveya Suda, it's just happens to be a bunch of random people that are eating near each other, so then one person would not be making a bracha for everyone. So Mishnah tells us, Hayu Yashvin, they're all sitting. Kol echad vechad mevarch la'atzmai, each one makes his own bracha. Over here, sitting implies that they all just happen to sit down at the same table, but they're not being kaveh suda together. So they're all their own individual units, so we don't have one person making a bracha for everyone else. However, Hasebu, if they did Hasebu together, if they leaned, if they reclined together, Echad Mevarch L'Kulon, then one makes a bracha for everyone. Back in the day when they would have a proper Suda, they made a whole production of it. Each person would get their own little mini table and this small reclining couch, and they would recline on it, and it was a whole big deal. And when they were reclined together, when they were doing Hasebu, so that shows that there's a kvius, so then one person would make a bracha for everyone. Now, even in such a situation, the Mishnah continues, Samachas Amra Aleph, Bala Hen Yain B'Saych HaMazon, if wine was brought to them in the middle of the meal, kol echad mevarch la'atzmai, each one is going to make a bracha on his own. And we're going to explain the Gemara why that is. La'acher hamazon, if wine is brought to them after the meal, again, before benching, but after the meal, we had already mentioned this previously, this is like the dessert wine, echad mevarch la'kulon, then one person will make a bracha for everyone. Now going back to the person that had made the hamaitzi for everyone, va'aymer al hamugmar, he is also going to make a bracha on the incense. Now this incense was being brought to them in the middle of the meal. This was a fairly normal thing to be done, that they would have incense brought to them. And this person that was given the honor of making the hamaitzi for everyone, so he also is going to make the bracha on the mugmar, which is brought in the middle of the meal. And that's afal pi she'ein mevinas hamugmar ela la'acher suda. Even though they usually only bring the mugmar after the meal, after everything was cleared away, so you might say that the person that made the brach at the beginning of the meal, he shouldn't get the kibbutz to make it because it doesn't really have anything to do with the suda. It's usually brought after the meal. Still, since it's being brought in the middle of the meal now, he's going to get the kibbutz to make that bracha. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Amar, Rabbi Shub ben Levi says, B'shavua haben himas nisa. Our Mishnah is specific talking about a shavua haben. What's shavua haben? This is a suda that we make for a boy. This is either his bris suda or it's his pedin haben suda. And since this is a big suda where everyone's sitting and being kaveh suda, so that's when our Mishnah is relevant. But habal habayis b'seich beisai loy. But habal habayis eating a suda inside his house, that's not what we're discussing. Meaning in a private household, if everyone happens to be sitting together, even though they're not leaning, they're not doing haseba, still that's considered a kvius, and one person will make a bracha for everyone. This whole discussion of sitting versus leaning, is that a kvius or is that not a kvius? That's only with a big public suda such as a shavua haben. However, Tani Rebchia taught in a braisa the opposite. Filu Baal Bayis B'Sech Beisai, this even applies to a Baal Bayis in his house, they have to be leaning, and if they're not leaning, they're sitting, then there is no Kvias. Now the Gemara is going to tell us about these fancy meals that they would eat. Tani was taught in a Braisa, Seder Suda, this is the proper procedure for these Sudas. Archen Echnasim V'yoshvin Al Safsalim V'Al Kat Hedroyos, the guests would come in, and they would sit on benches and chairs. This is to like an ante room. This is before they would get to the dining room. It's some sort of other sitting room. Achekun Wisconsin, they would wait till everyone came in. Hevyu Lahen Yayin, then they would bring them wine, meaning the servants or the waiters would bring all the guests wine. Kol echad v'echad mevarch la'atzmai, each one would make his own bracha. This is because they're sitting on benches and chairs, they're not reclining yet, so there's no kvias, so everyone makes their own bracha. Heviu lehem mayim liyadayim, they would bring them water for their hands, meaning for washing their hands. Kol echad v'echad noitel yaday achas, each one would wash only one hand, and then after they washed one hand, heviu lehem parparas, they would bring them parparas, which was some sort of appetizer. Once they got the preparis, samachas on beis on the top, kol echad v'echad mevarch la'atzmai, each one makes his own bracha. Again, there's no kvias yet because they're not reclining, they're not leaning back on these little mini couches, they're still sitting on their benches and chairs. Alu v'hasebu, then they would go up and they would recline, which means now they would move to a different room, they would move to the main dining room, each one got his own little mini reclining couch, and then they would recline on those couches. So now it's really the official beginning of the meal. Heviu lehem yayin, they would bring them more wine, and afal pi sheber harisha, and even though they made a bracha on that first wine already, tzarech levarach al hasheni, he has to make a bracha on the second wine. Why is that? Well, it's because there was a shinui makayim, there was a change of place. So now a new bracha has to be made. And in this second wine that's being brought to them, ve'echad mevarcha yidei kulam, one person makes a bracha for everyone. He's mitzi everyone here. Heviu lahem liyadayim, they brought water for them for their hands. Afal pishanot liyodei achas, even though he had already washed one hand, tzarech litol shtei yadav, he now has to wash both of his hands because now he's about to eat bread. Now the brassage just backtracks a little bit. Heviu lahem parperes, let's say they had brought them another parperes, another appetizer. This is before they brought them water to wash their hands with. Echad mevarcha yidei kulon, so then one person will make a bracha for everyone. That's because they're already in the Heseba state. Now here's some proper etiquette to know for these sudas. V'ein reshus l'ireach likonos achar shalosh parparois. A guest is not allowed to enter this main dining hall after three parparois, three appetizers have already been served. Three have already been served, so no new guests are allowed to come into the meal. That's not proper etiquette. That's not how things are done. And that's it for this braisa for now. Moving on to talk about something that we had mentioned in this braisa. We had said that when there was a shinui makom from the anteroom into the main dining room, so they would have to make a new bracha on the wine. So now the Gemara tells us, Taman Taninan, we learned over there in a Mishnah. Sukkah Sheva, a person, he has to sit in his sukkah for 7 days. Ketzad, how's this played out practically? Garmi Lecho, the last day of Sukkah, he finished eating his meal. Lo yater sukasai, he's not allowed to disassemble his sukkah now. Avo mired as a kelim mina mincha ulamayla. However, from mincha and onwards, he could take the kelim, which also means the furnishings that are in his sukkah, and he can bring them into his house. That's because he's now preparing for Shemini Atzeres. And why is that? Bishvil kavod yontif ha'achron, because of the yontif of the last day, which is Shemini Atzeres. He's preparing his house for Shemini Atzeres. He's not eating in his sukkah Shemini Atzeres, and he needs to bring all of his kelim and his couches and everything that he had brought into his sukkah. He has to bring it back into his house for Shemini Atzeres. Now, Rav Abba Bar Kahana quotes Rav Chiya Bar Ashi b'shem Rav, Tzarech Adam Lifsal Sukkasayim Ba'od Yom. A person has to pasul his sukkah while it's still daytime, meaning on the last day of Sukkot, he has to pasul his sukkah so that if he's going to end up eating in his sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, it's not going to look like he's eating in a sukkah. If he's eating in a proper kosher sukkah, so it's going to look like Baal Taisif, like he's adding on to the mitzvah of sukkah. Hashem said there's only 7 days, and I'm adding on an eighth day. So therefore, he has to pasul the sukkah, he has to remove a section of schach, and that way he shows he's not eating in a kosher sukkah. Now, Rishu ben Levi Omar, he says that let's say a person didn't pasul his sukkah on the seventh day, and he wants to eat in his sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Tzarech lekadesh b'soich beisoi, he has to make kiddush, meaning Shemini Atzeres kiddush, in his house, and then he's allowed to eat the meal in the sukkah. And by making kiddush inside his house, he's showing clearly that there's no mitzvah to eat in his sukkah. He began the meal officially in his house, and now he's just continuing it in the sukkah. Now he seemed to have an opposite halacha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Shmuel tells us, Kiddush b'bayis zev v'nimlech lecho b'bayis acher, if a person made kiddush in one house, and he decided that he's going to go eat his meal in a different house, tzarech l'kaddish, he has to make kiddush a second time in this new place where he's going to eat the meal. And that seems not to be like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But now we have a member that seems to be like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rav Acha quotes Rabbi Chanina, who says b'shem Rabbi Hishaya, Misha sukasa areva olav, someone whose sukkah is pleasant for him. He likes his sukkah, and he wants to eat there the night of Shemini Atzeres. B'kaddish he makes his last night of Kiddush, meaning he makes Shemini Atzeres Kiddush inside his house, and then he could go inside and eat in a sukkah. So that clearly seems like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now the Gemara tells us, Amrav Avin, v'loy pligin, they're not arguing. Shmuel's halacha that if a person made Kiddush in one house and now he wants to eat the meal in another house, he has to make Kiddush again. And Rabbi Shaz halacha that if a person wants to eat in a sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, he first makes Kiddush in his house and then he eats the meal inside the sukkah. They're not contradictory. Samach Tassam Ra'alef, Ma'adamai Rabbi Shaya, that which Rabbi Shaya said, that's Kishahaya Bidaite Lecho Bayis Acher. We're going to go with the following Girsah, that's Kishahaya Bidaite Lecho Bayis Acher, when he had intention to go eat in another house. When he said Kiddush in his house, he intended to go eat in another house, meaning in the Sukkah, and therefore he doesn't have to make Kiddush again. And Ma'adamai Shmuel, that which Shmuel said, the proper Girsah is Kishahaya Bidaite Lecho Bayis Acher. That's when he did not have Das to eat in another house. He meant to sit at home and eat at home. He sat down, he made Kiddush, he's like, you know what? Let's go eat at the neighbors. Well, he never had intention to eat at the neighbors when he made Kiddush. So that's why when he goes to the neighbors, he has to make Kiddush over there when he gets there. But now Amrav Mana. Rav Mana says that these halachas actually are contradictory, meaning Shmuel and Rav Hishaya are arguing with each other. Asay de Shmuel, k'Rav Chiya, Shmuel's halacha is like Rav Chiya, and Rav Hishaya, k'Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and Rav Hishaya is like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Shmuel that had said that if he sat down and made Kiddush and now moved his meal to a different place, has to make Kiddush again, he goes like Rav Chiya bar Ashi, whom we quoted previously, that if person wants to eat his meal in his sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, he has to pasul it beforehand, which tells us that he has to eat his entire meal in the sukkah, starting with Kiddush. And he can't just make Kiddush in the house and then move into the sukkah. And he wouldn't be able to make Kiddush in the sukkah if it's a kosher sukkah, because as we said, that looks like Baal Taisif. So therefore, he would have to passel the sukkah beforehand. Whereas Rabbi Shaya says, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that a person could just make Kiddush in his house and then he can move into the sukkah and there's no problem. Let's just conclude with a short explanation of the braisa that we had quoted previously that told us about the procedure of how one eats one of these fancy sudas. And we had said that when they would come in, before they got to the main dining hall, they would be in some sort of anteroom. They would be sitting on benches and chairs, and wine was brought to them, and each person made their own bracha, because there was no kviya suda yet together. So then the Gemara tells us, Rav Ami says, Zois Omeris, this teaches us, Shenechlakim bepeiros, the people that don't have a kviyas together, they're not reclining, they're not doing haseba, they're considered separate, even when it comes to fruit. Meaning it's not just a halacha regarding eating bread, that if there's no haseba, so then we can't have one person making hamaitzi for everyone. This is halacha in regards to other things as well. Fruit, or wine, or some other foods, if people are not together, there's no haseba, there's no reclining together, there's no kviya suda, and therefore each person makes their own bracha. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.